Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. I better not say politics, because Facebook doesn't like that. Sports, and even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. I better not say that either. It might get me in trouble as well. Before we get into our intriguing content... Oh, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest, repeat offender and dropper of all ratings, Dr. Bill Janoschak's in the house.
Well, it's great to be here to drop your ratings once more. It's the tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah, there you go. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Today is National Smile Day. Okay, we can live with that. National Utah Day. This one here, be careful, be careful, be careful. Today is also National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Macaroon Day, we can go with that one. National, what do we have? National Save Your Hearing Day. I know, someone's going to say what? I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. And this one here is not for those of you who are on Twitter right now. National Speak in Sentences Day. No, we don't do that one anymore. We can't even write in sentences. Amazing. Checking the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Uh-oh, that one's a little bit painful. Down 184 points. Oil down $1.17 a barrel. I'm not going to look at what the cost of gasoline here is here in the state of confusion. We are looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That's down about 2 basis points. Good news for interest rates. Let's look at the news. Speaking of the news, you got to love this one. And only in America, everybody sues. Everybody has the right to sue. But here's a great one. Couple of elderly gentlemen in Florida decided that they're starting a class action lawsuit. You got to love this. Class action lawsuit against McDonald's. They're suing for $5 million because I got to get the drum roll. You can't make this stuff up, folks. They don't like the cheese on their cheeseburgers. So a quarter pounder with cheese. You can ask them to hold the cheese. Well, these gentlemen, you know, they asked them to hold the cheese, and they don't like it now, so they're suing for, being that it is a quarter pounder with cheese, apparently they put 2 pieces of cheese on the quarter pounder, $2.5 million for each piece of cheese that they have not been getting. They're suing McDonald's $5 million. How do you make that stuff up? It's almost as bad as putting a hot cup of coffee between your legs and wondering why you might get burnt. It's amazing, but the lawsuit claims McDonald's is being unjustly enriched by these practices because it receives payment for cheese it does not deliver to its customers. Well, maybe they're going to start telling you to take the cheese off yourself now. Is that the idea? I can't fathom where they're going to go with this. I mean, I don't like onions. Does that mean that I get paid because I don't want onions on my burger? Just checking right there. I guess I better look in to see what else is going on in the news. I don't know whether this is going to get me in trouble again. I know that Lisa Dunn was on with me on Monday, and Facebook decided that because we reported on what the California Association of Realtors was doing, the National Association of Realtors, they were visiting Sacramento and they were visiting Washington, D.C. That is political content. So we're not allowed to advertise political content. But I wonder if the fact that the president is heading to Texas today to visit with the families of shooting victims in Texas, I wonder if that means I'm politically content again. I don't know, but we're going to keep on going anyway, because I'm going to tell you what I think is stuff that is interesting to me, at least. President Trump will pardon Dinesh D'Souza today, announced in a Thursday morning tweet that he would issue a full pardon to the controversial conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who pled guilty in 2014 to a felony charge of illegally making contributions to a California Senate campaign. Unbelievable. Where do you go with some of these things? President Trulso announced or claimed Thursday he did not fire James Comey as FBI director over the Russia investigation. Not that it matters, but I never fired Comey because of Russia. The corrupt mainstream media loves to keep pushing that narrative, but they know it's not true, he tweeted. However, last year, Trump cited investigations into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election in explaining his decision to fire Comey. Wasn't it the McCabe's letter that suggested he do it that initiated that whole thing? Moving right along, the Rump meeting. Yeah, where is it? Yeah, president met with Kim Kardashian West yesterday at the White House, hailed as the Rump Conference. Just a thought right there. I'm not going to go too far into that one. It'll only get me in further trouble. There's a big problem now. I think there's going to be a student will probably be expelled from Harvard now. Harvard University student newspaper is calling on the school to hire more conservative faculty to bridge a stark divide. Really, is that a surprise?
Surprise.
That is not reflective of society and might be contributing to declining trust in higher education. You don't say. Does anybody believe anything that comes out of Harvard University anymore, or most of our universities? Wouldn't trust anything they say just because it's all biased. It's supposed to be an idea of open-minded thinking, teaching our young people to think freely. Where do you see that at? Do you see it ever? Jim Acosta in the news today. One person on CNN personifies the idea that the cable network has become an opinion network and not a news network. Really, why do you think we call it the Cannabis News Network? CNN's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. On Wednesday, he whined about Donald Trump calling out some of the nasty comments from ABC. So is that a surprise? Anybody that watches the main street, the lame street media, knows that there is nothing newsworthy there. And I keep kind of calling for the exact same thing. You know, you hear about it. You know, we're in the crazy season right now. We see, well, some of us are always in the crazy season. But in the crazy season, we watch the politics of what's going on. And right before we hear a political commercial, you know, I'm Jerry Brown. No, I'm not Jerry Brown. But the commercial says I'm Jerry Brown. That automatically for some of us means look the other way or vote against whatever he's pushing, just if you want to save the state. But they have to tell you who's promoting whatever. They have to tell you that this ad was promoted by the DCCC. It used to be the DNC, but I guess when they've gotten corrupt enough, they call them the DCCC or something like that. Why don't they do the same thing on the programs that call themselves news broadcasts? Why don't they have a disclaimer? You know, they tell you who's reporting. Why don't they just have a disclaimer? This is a commentary. Or this is news, and define what each of those are. Unfortunately, you know, ABC, MSNB, Hee Haw, Cannabis News Network, right? They wouldn't be able to say anything because they can't. They'd have to change their name, right? The Cannabis News Network does not have any news on it anymore. Of course, they don't have anybody watching it anymore either. I did just notice today, looking at some of the polls that come out, and, you know, we do watch every once in a while. We do watch the polls. I try to avoid them the day after Dr. Bill's been on my broadcast, but there's for good reason, as of course. But I look at it, and ESPN is hemorrhaging ratings. And I looked at that, and I had somebody ask me or made a comment to me that people like politics more than they like sports. The question that I propose is, where do you go to get sports? Right? Keith Olbermann used to be a sportscaster. He's hired by ESPN. And he does nothing but spew vile. I mean, the guy opens his mouth. I better not say what comes out, but look at this. Fox News has been number one for 197 months straight. I know a lot of people are going to get upset when I say that, but that's the ratings. Latest ratings disaster for the Cannabis News Network. They lost another 25% of their viewers. Fox has 10 of the top 15 shows and even holds a number one spot in the younger demo. Maybe Harvard is starting to watch that. The public is loudly rejecting the Cannabis News Network. They also, CNN, had to make another embarrassing retraction and correction. And people are saying politics is more interesting than sports. Well, If you can't watch a sports broadcast without getting political, why are you watching it in the first place? You're getting a bunch of people that are not qualified to talk to us, talking to us. Does that make any sense? I mean, you got a guy that just that makes millions of dollars throwing curveballs, now telling us how we should vote, how we should stand, where we should stand, all that stuff. Does that make sense? Right? I mean, I couldn't make millions of dollars throwing curveballs, but then again, I don't make millions of dollars talking politics, so I guess we're even there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Dr. Bill's in the house. We have got to make sure that we've got our hand on the sensors and be careful there. Brain health and memory. I even forgot what we were going to talk about, so that's part of the problem right there. We also, what else are we talking about, Dr. Bill? I got a bunch of notes. I just don't even know where it is.
I don't know. You know, you never know where our conversations go.
Isn't that the truth?
You never know.
Isn't that the truth? Will home prices fall as mortgage rates rise? We'll talk about that. Things you must do before you lease a car, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one I know of that will allow you to make same as cash offers with the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Only one I know that has that Fast Pass Loan Approval, totally underwritten before you ever go out and make an offer. So you are competing with cash offers. That allows you to save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home up to. You never know. It's all negotiated, but same as cash. Cash offer. Cash is king. Looking at the markets right now, 10-year Treasury, basically it is flat as we speak. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond up 2 basis points. Stock Dow Jones Industrial Average down 196 points. Oil down $1.25. We look at the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey for this date. Mortgage rates are down 4.56% if you have that perfect FICO and loan scenario, down from 4.66 last month. Beginning of the year was 3.95. And last week we were at, last week I just told you that we were at 4.66. Last year, same week, 3.94. So last year we were pretty much running flat. This year the interest rates are way up, and we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment. But what's causing all of this to happen? Basically, it's uncertainty. I've told you that before. The market overreacts to everything. Last week, the market, triple digits one direction. Yesterday, triple digits the other direction. Today, we're triple digits again. First off, don't get too excited by triple digit moves. When the market was at 6,000, 7,000, triple digit meant something. When you've got a market that's a 24,000, market being the Dow Jones Industrial Average, at 24,000, a triple-digit move means it's a half of 1%, so it's not a major move. But when we're talking about, Mexico building the wall, they say they're not going to pay for it, or U.S. building it, Mexico not going to pay for it. But, there's some tariffs that are going to get slapped on Mexico. And Canada says the same thing. We're slapping tariffs on Canada. They say, both of them, that they're going to retaliate. Do you think it really matters? The tariff amount that we put on them is probably more than their entire GDP. So it's not like it's going to be a major issue when they put tariffs back on us. It's just going to give us more jobs and more to our economy. But with the stock market higher, bonds lower so far this morning, initial jobless claims, 221,000 this last week. It's a decrease of 13,000 from the previous report, 3,000 lower than expectations. We saw that yesterday, the ADP report was not good. The highly anticipated personal consumption expenditure report, which is the Fed's favored measure of inflation, was also released this morning. That report showed exactly as expected. Now, that's a real surprise when you get a number that the economists expect. They rarely get it right. Headline inflation remains stable, 2%. Core rate also remains stable, 1.8% after revision to last month's figure. Last month's 1.9% reading was revised lower to 1.8%. Both readings exactly as expected. The bond market says, pending home sales, which measures signed contracts on existing homes and is a good indicator for existing home sales, down 1.3% in April. And again, that's why I'm showing the agents out there. Mark on your calendar, June 14th. If you're a real estate professional listening to us right now, we've got a big seminar coming up right here in Anaheim Hills, June 14th. It's going to be free for you, a lunch and learn. 30 listings, 30 days. It's not that hard to do if you know what you're doing. Last month's the job report. That's coming out tomorrow. That's a big one. So we're going to watch what's going on with that. And, I probably won't be here tomorrow. So it's a Friday in the summer, just the way things work. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones with the Fast Pass Loan Approval. So Dr. Bill Janoschak in the house today.
There you go.
So now that I've finished everything I had ready for it this morning, we talk, because I forgot everything else because you were coming in to talk about memory.
Yeah, well, I understand that. And the other thing with the way the ratings go when I come on, at least you got all your good content out front. So
Exactly.
As you lose the listeners from here on out.
I did notice that the way those numbers were going was pretty serious.
I saw Facebook just go dwindle down a little bit
more. Yeah, exactly. Holy cow. Okay, so let's talk a memory. We generally leave our Thursdays to talk about senior issues. And for, you know, we really hear more issues or concerns from our seniors. Memory is more of a senior issue. Used to be we just called everybody senile.
Yeah, that was back in the day. He's just senile.
So is that still the case? Is it something new? Has anything changed, or we just have a different definition or better understanding?
I think we have better understanding. It's just like anything else. We have more research. We with technology and everything that we have, our knowledge base doubles every 3 to 6 months of what we have. And nowadays, it's kind of exciting that we can actually do something about it now. You know, for years and years, they would say Alzheimer's is, you can't treat it. You can prevent it. It's 100% preventable, but it's, you can't treat it. And now there's some hope in that direction.
It's 100% preventable?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's mostly drove to lifestyle. You know, there's a genetic predisposition to things, but with the upsurge of epigenetics, which is a study of above your genetics. So a lot of people come in and say, you know, my mom and my grandma had breast cancer, so it's just inevitable, are basically blueprints. There's a small percentage of genetic issues or something that we
can't
do anything
about. Is everything genetic
then? Well, everything's based on your genetics, but the biggest influence on your health and well-being is your lifestyle. 80 to 90% of what you can do can be influenced by what you do. Oftentimes, by the time you get something, you go, oh, 20 years ago, maybe I shouldn't have smoked and drank. But
that's a fascinating comment, because one of the things that many of us look at is, how do I know, you know, I've been told that I need to take iron supplements, and I've been told that I need to take vitamin D, and I know that I need B supplements. I take them. I don't feel any different. I still am just as ugly as I was. I still am bald. Is it working?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. So
how do I know that? Or do I have to wait 20 years to find out?
You wait 20 years to find out. So all that stuff is like just insurance policies. So you don't actually have to take vitamin D, and you don't have to take iron, and you don't have to take anything. When we say supplement, people always think that we treat supplements like drugs. If I take this, I'm going to get this. I'm going to feel this way. Hopefully, you don't feel any different. Because
then why did I take it?
So you don't feel bad.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
So when I went and got blood work done, and they told me that my vitamin D is very low and my iron is low, and I can't even give blood at the Red Cross, take blood from anybody. Right.
The vampire won't even take your blood.
Yeah, they won't take my blood. I think there was too much red wine in there. That might have been the problem. Right. But they tell me that my numbers are out of whack, so I can't do that, but I really don't need to take those vitamins.
No, you need those vitamins, but if you were eating more, or you were,
well, I already eat too much. That they tell me to stop eating so much too.
There's eating more thoughtful.
Okay.
And making sure that you're getting the, because when you go back and you think logically, and I don't want to say this on the air, but you're a pretty logical guy.
Oh, man.
I'll deny it anywhere else. Nobody,
I got this.
Nobody bring me this recording.
John, would you make sure we tag that tape right there, please?
But think about it. When we were cave people,
right,
walking around and eating food and hunting, and we get all our nutrients from our environment.
Sure.
And the sun. So.
But now I was told that I got to wear sunscreen, so when I go out, even though if I go out walking and I would get the nutrients from the sun, I've got the sunscreen, so I don't get the nutrients from the sun.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
What, that
you
I don't need the sunscreen, or that I don't get the nutrients?
No, you get the nutrients. You can't help but with that. There was a thing, you said, well, you know, the sun causes cancer. Well, if the sun caused cancer, there'd be no one here to believe it, because we're all in the sun.
Okay, that makes sense.
And one of the biggest things with the vitamin D level that we get from the sun. So me and you are pretty light. So everybody watching on Facebook can look and see that me and Ron are about a shade and a half away from transparent.
Okay.
So if we go out into the sun exactly when they tell us not to, between 11 and 1, high noon, do you have a cowboy sound on that that you can do when I say high noon?
No, I don't have that one, but I do have some good country music if you want.
high noon, and for about 15 minutes, when we get a light pinkening, and that's called the minimal urethemic dose.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That we are going to get about 50,000 units of vitamin D.
In how much time?
About 15, 20 minutes.
50,000 units.
50,000.
And I'm only taking 5,000 by that pill each day.
So the 5,000 is a good daily supplement. So when you are, when you have enough vitamin D, just to keep you level, because we live in modern times and we're in the middle of a studio. We're nowhere near the sun. We don't get as much sun as we used to when we were cave people. So when you put your sunscreen on, you're blocking that from happening. And the vitamin D is not actually a vitamin, but it's a pre-hormone. So it sets a lot of things for your immune system, your bone density, brain health. So we're talking about seniors and brain health. We need this stuff.
So does that mean, I want to ask you this question when we come back, because they're yelling at me. But the idea here being, you know, my dad had dementia or some sort of a cognitive issue. If he would have taken more vitamin D, that might have been beneficial for him. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Will home prices fall as mortgage rates rise? I wrote it down, what we're going to talk about with Dr. Bill, so I don't forget about that. We're brain health, things you must do before you lease a car, all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works,
how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Will home prices fall as mortgage rates increase? Mortgage interest rates have increased by more than half of a point since the beginning of the year. They are projected to increase by an additional half of a point by year's end. Because of this increase in rates, some are guessing that home prices will depreciate. However, some prominent experts in the housing industry doubt that home values will be negatively impacted by the rise in rates. Mark Fleming, First America's chief economist, understanding the resiliency of the housing market in a rising mortgage rate environment, puts the likely rise in mortgage rates into perspective. They are unlikely to materially impact the housing market. The driving force behind the increase are healthy economic conditions. The healthy economy encourages more home ownership demand and spurs household income growth, which increases consumer house buying power. Mortgage rates are on the rise because of a stronger economy, and our housing market is well positioned to adapt. Terry Loebs, founder of Pulsenomics, constrained home supply, persistent demand, very low unemployment, and steady economic growth have given a jolt to the near-term outlook for U.S. home prices. These conditions overshadowing the concerns that mortgage rate increases expected this year might squash the appetite of prospective home buyers. And Lori Goodman, co-director of the Housing Finance Policy Center at the Urban Institute, higher interest rates are generally positive for home prices. Despite decreasing affordability, there were only three periods of prolonged higher rates in 1994, 2000, and the taper tantrum in 2013. In each period, home price appreciation was robust. Industry reports are also calling for substantial home price appreciation this year. And here are a few examples of that. The Home Price Expectation Survey says that prices will appreciate by 5.8% this year. Freddie Mac Outlook Report, looking for home price appreciation, around 7% for 2018. And CoreLogic indicates home prices will increase by 5.2%. on a year-over-year basis. Bottom line, if you're thinking about buying or selling, don't worry about home values as of right now. They are looking very, very strong. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising on there. Just get that information. We are continuing our conversation with Dr. Janoschak, having a little chat about memory health, and I forgot what the heck we were talking about before the break. And I even said we were going to come back and talk vitamin D.
Vitamin D. It's interesting. Like I said, it's not really a vitamin, but it's more of a pre-hormone in it.
So I wouldn't forget about things as much if I took more vitamin D. And you said 50,000 units.
Yeah, units when you're
in
out
15
in the sun.
Minutes.
Yeah, 15 to 20 minutes for me and you.
Okay.
The darker your skin, the longer you need to be out in there because there's...
Can't say that. We'll get you in trouble. And it's okay. You know, it's not getting... They're not getting political here. So just don't go getting us in trouble.
Yeah.
So 15 minutes. Now, I take 5,000 units a day.
Yeah, with 5,000 units, and it's funny, a lot of people will go to the doctor and they'll prescribe them. They'll say, oh, you're low in vitamin D. And low in vitamin D, when you look on your blood test, is under 30 when you look at medical testing. So when you get under 30, that's the RDA, so the recommended daily allowance. The way that they came about this is pretty stupid.
That's surprising.
Well, so when they give you minimum or recommended daily allowances, that's the minimum you need not to have a disease.
Surprise.
So being not having a disease and being healthy are two different things. So when we look, I practice something called functional medicine, and functional medicine is to get you functioning where you're supposed to be, and not just not feeling bad.
Anything I say can and will be used against me for the rest of my life.
So it's 30. So that means that if your vitamin D level remains under 30, that you are at risk for rickets. It means your bones will bend and they get soft and they get terrible. But that's just one thing. You will never get adequate amount of vitamin D by taking only 5,000 units a day supplementation and still having the same lifestyle that most of you had that got you there in the first place. So I recommend 10,000, 20,000.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then. If we're looking at 10 or 20,000 units a day, does it matter if I take them all at the same time?
No.
Okay, so it's not one of those things where I'm just going to go to the bathroom and get rid of it?
No.
Okay.
No. It'll absorb it. Vitamin D and vitamin K, or the fat-soluble vitamins.
We don't talk about fat issues on this show, Doc. come on.
Can get used up, but just keep taking them. And then it's funny because while I recommend, like I said, 10 and 20,000 units for my patients, and they'll take it back to their doctor and say, oh, my God, I don't know what that crazy guy's doing. You know those chiropractors. They're just nuts. That you can get toxic. Well, if you get toxic with vitamin D, you get a little nauseous, maybe a slight headache.
Okay.
And that's about it. And these are the
same. I get that after I drink too much red wine. So too many martinis. That's not the issue.
So you're red wine toxic. But these are the same people that are prescribing Norco and birth control pills and things like candy. Oh, just to be safe. Or Tylenol that depletes your body's defense systems. And they just give that like candy, like that's safe. So there's no worries in getting too much vitamin D.
Okay, good deal. Is that part of for my brain health?
Well, there's a lot of things that go in it. You can't take it, doesn't go one for one. So
okay.
It's part of a building block of
story of my life. I'm in trouble there.
Well, people want it. In one hand, it's really simple. Do eat real food, get a bunch of exercise, sleep well, and decrease your stress.
You said that's simple. I mean, I'm glad we're not playing baseball here because
I
got four
strikes.
It's
not easy.
I got four strikes on those. I don't eat well. I don't get a good amount of sleep. I don't exercise. What was the fourth? I don't remember what the fourth one is.
Loss of memory. So it's real simple. But when you start going down the rabbit hole and you say, okay, I need vitamin D and two bits of the, we start trying to make this recipe and it's so convoluted that you can't just do the right things and you'll feel much better. But like with vitamins, you shouldn't, if you feel a different, that means you were really deficient. I get patients all the time. I say, well, you know, are you still taking your vitamins that I gave you? No, I stopped. It stopped working. And I'm going, well, vitamins don't stop working because they can't. It's like gravity. I drop my keys. Well, it doesn't fall to the floor anymore. But they go, well,
Just like you
say, I don't feel any difference. Awesome. Then you're right where you should be. So it's like.
The only thing that I can remember 100% of the time is that I want to eat. Right? I mean, I haven't found the vitamin that tells me, hey, not from a anything else, but, you know, I'm always wanting to find something new to eat. And, you know, I went and had bariatric surgery, right? So I'm able to lose weight. I'm not hungry, but I still want to eat it. It's a brain issue. Why can't I find a vitamin that kills that part of my brain ill?
You know, there's some things that where you want to eat, and that's more of a psychological issue where people have a relationship with food. Face it, what do we do when we celebrate? Let's go out and eat. Well, I feel bad. Oh, just
I just want some ice cream, Ron. Just cuddle me and just, we just have some ice cream.
We have a relationship with food. We tie it to our emotions. And it's great to do that. It's great going out with friends and enjoying each other, breaking bread. It's a social thing. But we start tying how we feel to what we're eating. Those are different issues. And I'm not a bariatric special, but you guys have to go through psychological, there's some testing or something before
you
do that.
Yeah, advance, right. Exactly.
How you pass that, I have no idea.
Neither do I, but
you sent somebody, you sent a shill in or something.
They didn't, it wasn't like when I went and got up my other license. They don't ask for a fingerprint and a blood test. Relationships with food. We're going to talk to Dr. Bill Moore about relationships with food when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also chat about some things you might want to consider before you lease a car, all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go to the website and get registered. They'll send you an update every week with different ideas for you. Things you must do before you lease a car. And here's the issue. I hear a lot of people saying that leasing a car is horrible. Well, it's like any other financial instrument. The idea of leasing is not bad. It might be not right for you. It might be right for you. Everybody has their own issues. So you need to make sure that it is right for you. I look at it and say, you know something? I'm looking at leasing a car right now. I could buy it. I could go and pay cash for it. But for the cost of what the lease is, I get to hold on to that cash and invest it over the next 3 years. And then I can just buy the car out then, refinance it then, or trade it in then, get another car. It's all cash flow related. So there are various different issues. You know what the down payment is. You know what the fixed monthly payments are for the lease. You get to drive a newer car many times. A lot of times the repairs are included. Of course, then again, on a three-year-old car, how much in the way of repairs do you really have? See, those are all the issues that you're thinking about. You got to be careful of the mileage, but if your plan is to buy it anyway, who cares how much mileage you actually use on it, right? Because the average lease is coming with 10,000 to 12,000 miles per year, and you pay for the extra mileage. But again, if you're buying the car out at the end of that time period, it really doesn't matter. You need to know what your credit scores are before you go into it. Always know what your credit scores are. Checking them once or twice a year is a must. You don't know how to do that, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Your credit report has errors on it. They all do. So why don't you try and get that corrected before you go out to rent or lease that new car? We had one of our credit repair gurus on here, and he came out and showed that the difference between a 675 FICO and a 725 FICO with a house and an automobile could be about $500 a month in interest, $500 a month. Get into that budget. Know what you can afford. You need to do that ahead of time. It's always important. Don't go in there and just think that you can just the agent, the car dealer is going to sell you on price, the price per month. You need to understand what's the interest that they're charging. Are they going to, they're going to tell you, well, there is no interest. Hogwash. There's a cost of funds. And what is the price of the car? You have to understand that. Jim Kane, he's a friend of ours, a friend of the broadcast. He'll help you get that new lease. And he'll show you all the numbers, negotiate it for you, and take you 20 minutes to have your new car. Just a thought for you. Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Get on that report right now. So we're talking earlier in the broadcast with Dr. Bill, chatting a little bit about your relationship with food. You know, I got a good relationship with food. I sit down at the table, they bring the food, we're in love.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
That's how I got to be this size.
That's exactly what happens is you get that. In one of my latest talks, I always talk about difference between pleasure and joy. And most of us, we spend more of our time.
I've heard of pride and joy, the two dishwashing soaps, but pleasure and joy.
The pleasure and joy. So a lot of times, because we're so stressed out, my jam is kind of stressed. But so this is kind of an offshoot of that. And if you look at any area of your life that it's just you're fed up, it can be finances, it can be your food, it can be your exercise, it can whatever. When it comes to food, we often just like, I just need a break. It's just like, and you can grab a hot fudge sundae or you can grab whatever your joy is. Your red wine. And during that time, pleasure is something that as you're doing it, it's awesome. But as soon as that stops,
absolutely,
so is that feeling.
Right.
So the difference is if you...
How do I enhance the feeling after that, initial pleasure?
You don't, because that's exactly what it is. And most of the things that we're doing that we're chronically doing, it's going to be sugar or fat based. And some people say sweet or salty. We know you're a wine guy, Ron. And there's a certain pleasure that lasts that wine. One of the pleasures is pictures of you while you're having that wine and posting them on Facebook for you. But
I get in trouble for that one too.
but one of the things, so if you're sitting in, And with that hot foot sundae, you've had a stressful day, you had a joyful day, whatever the reason that you're in front of that hot foot sundae, you're just loving it. As soon as it stops, that pleasure, you don't go the rest of the day and say, that was just an awesome hot foot sundae. I just love that hot foot sundae.
Right. That's the problem.
And then you'll actually feel a little bit worse because you feel, and I'm just talking psychologically, you're just like, oh, that's gone. You know, the old joke about Chinese food.
Right.
You eat it and half hour later, you want to eat it again.
Right.
But then physiologically, your blood sugar drops, your insulin levels rise, heart rates rise. You're not getting the nutrients. You know, you were talking about your vitamins earlier that I don't feel any difference. That those hot foot sundaes, they're devoid of any nutrients. And when we eat enough nutritious food, that's when our body stops us. That's how you turn off your head. If you were eating all the foods where you didn't have to take supplements because you were getting all your food, your body's not craving energy. It's craving nutrients.
But from what the medical world is telling me, I can't do that anymore. Right? I have to have 75 servings of fruits and vegetables every day now. Right? I'd be sitting there eating all day long.
So, you know, I always go back to the Inuit Indians. The Inuit Indians are, you know, we used to call them Eskimos, but because we can't talk political on this show, so I don't know what they're called now, but the Inuit Indians.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous people of the tundra. So they don't have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. I don't even think there was a few years ago, there wasn't even a word for heart disease because it didn't exist. They lived forever, harsh climate. If you can go and find me two servings of vegetables throughout the year in that climate, I'll give you $100. I'll give you $1,000.
So then
where are they going to get their
spinach? So now you told me I can't eat fruits and vegetables, which didn't bother me a whole heck of a lot. And my hot fudge sundae is no good. My wine is a little bit of martinis with olives, blue cheese.
And you know what? All those things are awesome. But the point is that you have to find out what's right for you so that you can get the nutrients that you need. Yours is different than, you know, our Eskimo friends.
So would I be okay then if I do it all through those pills?
No, because there's things that we know that there's things in foods that we haven't discovered. They're called phytonutrients, and there's thousands and thousands. And those are the little tiny building blocks that are very important. It's sort of like finishing nails on your construction.
Okay.
If you missed out on those, you know, if you drove by, you say, oh, that's a nice looking house. You go and live with it, it's going to fall down pretty quickly. And that's exactly what vitamins and minerals and things are. This is why you shouldn't feel the difference. You shouldn't walk into your house and say, wow, this is very structurally sound. You should just depend on it. But when you do that, you also have to make it clean. It doesn't get any, you know, water rot, or you have to maintain things.
So I have to eat properly and take the vitamins and because that's like that. I guess that's why they call it a supplement.
It's a supplement. It's to take the question mark off your plate. And, you know, you hear the thing, the downside about supplements, why you just pee it out? If you don't,
right.
And if you don't need it, your body gets rid of it. But if you do need it, it absorbs it. And it's not how you're feeling. It's the things in the future that it's the cancer you don't get. It's the stomach problems that don't arise. It's the inflammatory process that doesn't show up. It's the brain health that stays consistent.
So I guess if I'm to understand anything at all here, it's kind of like taking my car to get a tune-up or an oil change. I don't know what it's going to – I don't know that it's benefiting me in any way, but I know that there's going to be a problem if I don't do it.
Well, you know, if you don't get your oil change and you change it, you know that there's a benefit. Hopefully you never see the result of not doing it.
Okay, so I guess I better go over to the vitamin store and get some more vitamins and take the daily supplement. And then I can keep drinking my wine and martinis and all that other good stuff so we can ask you every day to check back in here with Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
But it's July, getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.